goes away with it, so.
Senate, please come to order. Will the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Alderman Nelson of Baha'i State.
O thou kind Lord, thou hast created all humanity from the same original parents. Thou hast intended that all belong to the same household. In thy holy presence they are thy servants, and all mankind are sheltered beneath thy tabernacle. All have gathered at thy table of bounty and are radiant through the light of thy providence. O God, thou art kind to all. Thou hast provided for all. Thou dost shelter all. Thou dost confer life upon all. Thou hast endowed all with talents and faculties. All are submerged in the ocean of thy mercy. O thou kind Lord, unite all. Let the religions agree. Make the nations one so that they may be one kind and as children of the same Father. May they associate in unity and concord. O God, uprise the standard of the oneness of humankind. O God, establish the most great peace. Smit the hearts together, O God. O thou kind Father God, accelerate the hearts through the fragrance of thy love. Brighten the eyes through the light of thy glory. Cheer the hearing with the melodies of thy word, and shelter us in the cave of thy providence. Thou art the mighty and powerful. Thou art the forgiving, and thou art the one who overlooketh the shortcomings of humankind.
Will the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 65th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 18.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the journal for the 65th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 18 be approved to certify.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. This brings us to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, I have the other half of the Alpha class from the Valley Park Elementary School. I've been told that Senator Malin introduced the first half on my behalf yesterday, and I appreciate that, but I wonder why he gets to introduce my kids when I can't even get on one of these lousy resolutions praising Sitka basketball team. So, anyhow, we're glad to have you with us. As I call the name of each student, would you rise and remain standing? Dolly Dundas, Roy Blair, Doug Campbell, Carol Luton, Connie Hetzler, Ron Burton, Lisa Parker, Blaine Jensen, and Kurt Strassel, and their instructor, Marcia Kenora.
Senator Malin had the advantage of not having you on the floor. I'm sure you could have gotten on his resolution had he been absent. Any further introductions? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the far gallery is a longtime friend of mine from Kotzebue and the city councilman from Kotzebue, Jeff Smith.
Are there any messages from the governor?
Message of March 14, dear Mr. President. Please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following. Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Mrs. Olga Carson, Anchorage, term expiring January 31, 1983.
Judiciary.
Board of Welding Examiners, Mr. Pete Miller, Anchorage, expiring 12/16/84.
Labor and Management.
Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Dr. Paul Turner Kenai, expiring 7/1/82.
health, education, social services.
In my letter of February 7, 1980, I submitted the two following names for confirmation. Please remove them from the list as one has resigned and one left the state. Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Mr. James C. Parsons of Anchorage, resigned. Board of Welding Examiners, Mr. Tim Farrell, Fairbanks, left the state. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is the only message from the governor this morning.
Messages from the other house.
Message of March 18, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill Number 729 amended by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to works of art in public facilities and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
That is the only message from the House today.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committee.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 155, Establishment of Separate Accounts by Life Insurance Companies, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute, and recommends that back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Sturgiolowski signed, do pass. Senators Kelly and Stimson signed, no recommendation. SB 155 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 275, Payment of Judgments or Claims by Insurance Companies, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiolowski, Stimson, and Kelly. Senator Ferguson signed, no recommendation. SB 275 has a further referral to Finance. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 289, relating to the North Slope Hall Road, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Dankworth, Bierenkamp, Bennett, Meeland, and Curtula. SB 289 has a further referral to Finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 450, Appropriation to the Legislative Council for a Study of Local Options for Control of the Fairbanks International Airport, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Size Senator Sturgiolowski, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson and Kelly. Senator Rohde signed, no recommendation. SB 450 has a further referral to Finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 477, Shooting and Firearm Safety, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Bradley. SB 477 has a further referral to Finance.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, Senator Rohde informed me that the committee substitute does not have fiscal implication, and take his word and try to cast the vote. That is not to be referred to.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill 3, Loss and Restoration of Voting Rights, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute with a new title and a new fiscal note, and do pass. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Holman, and Sumner, and further recommends it be placed in the March 19 calendar. This does appear in today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
That brings us down to introduction of bill.
Senate Bill Number 525 by the Commerce Committee, by request, an act relating to ownership of real property by non-resident aliens and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 526 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Construction of a Road between the Kuskokwim and Yukon Rivers and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the bills this morning.
This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 3, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the loss and restoration of voting rights. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title and a new fiscal note and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring, Senators Killian, Holman, and Sumner. There's a committee substitute.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
I object.
Objection is noted. Senator Curtula.
I may well not object to the committee substitute, Mr. President, but there are a few questions that come up in my mind in proceeding in this manner with the committee substitute to House Bill 3. I can think of a discussion here from time to time on good and bad public policy. Nothing is more fundamental than the right to vote. Few things have been abused more than the activities of the previous election. I was in a district in which hundreds of votes were lost for a period of 2 weeks. I also know that from what I have examined that perhaps a couple thousand votes were left overnight in the trunk of a car unguarded. All sorts of voter irregularities. We certainly need to tighten things up. We can't discuss the possibilities of anything stronger than voter irregularity and suggest that we're being temperate. But, Mr. President, it seems to me something as important as this bill should come as an introduction on its own, should not be an amendment to an existing bill, and should go through the normal hearing processes of both bodies, not go directly to a free conference committee. I am certain, again, that the bill itself probably is a good bill that can be well explained, and that that may all be well and good. But to take a bill of this nature and hook it on this stage into another piece of legislation and not have it go through the normal hearing processes of both bodies, normal opportunity for amendments of both bodies, distresses me. I know probably some arrangements have been made. They may well have been, and they may be good ones. But I'm certain every member of the House doesn't like this arrangement, and I'm certain every member of the Senate doesn't like it, and I'm one that doesn't. I object to this method. I don't object to the legislation. I don't understand it. But I object to putting a free conference committee, a basic, fundamental tenet of democracy, and that is the right to vote and how to vote and where to vote. And I strongly object to putting it to free conference. I object fundamentally with the deepest possible respect to yourself and people who did the work. I think it's the wrong strategy. I think it should be a bill before this body, voted on by this body, go to the other body for proper hearings and proper committee debate deliberations.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, Senator Curtula brings up some excellent points. It is an important bill, and we are dealing with some very basic rights for citizens in the state of Alaska. The bill in front of us today is an exact replica of Senate Bill 312, as passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee. The basic work on the bill was done by Lieutenant Governor Miller's election committee through the interim. There have been three sets of hearings on the bill. The first set prior to the drafting of the bill, the second set when the Special Election Reform Committee took the bill into and throughout the state for a second set of hearings, and the third set of hearings occurred in the Senate State Affairs Committee. The problem we run into on this bill is that we're under a severe time crunch if we hope to administrate those portions of the bill that become effective this year for the August primary elections. I agree with the senator that perhaps it would have been better had the bill gone through the committee process in the House. However, the other body has agreed to this method. We have assured everybody that there will be another round of public hearings in the free conference committee. It will not be worked out in a back room. And as chairman of the Special Election Reform Committee, I think we can proceed with this method with some degree of confidence that the public interest will be upheld.
Senator Farrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, as a member of the commission and as well as a member of the city committee, I'd like to back up what Senator Kelly has just said and to emphasize again the need for action on this in all haste. If we are not to continue with the same type of election procedures we have now, then we must be doing this. In fact, we're about 3 weeks late now.
Mr. President.
Senator Wright.
With all due respect to the two senators that were on the committee, there were some of us that weren't on the committee, and dropping this on us, I would suggest that possibly they could hold it one day, because I can see just in the short time that I was starting here, I have some questions on what a domicile is, and it's not in the definition section. Domicile means a dwelling place, a place of residence. It doesn't say anything about permanent residence. What is a felony involving moral turpitude? They have one in the old bill that says something, and the new bill, we don't know exactly what those things mean. Why are we going to make registrations open right up to the time that you can vote? Why are we eliminating the 30-day registration time? Things like this, Mr. President, I think that some of us, at least myself, and I'm sorry, but I haven't had an opportunity to look at it before, but I haven't, and if it would just give us a one-day delay so that we can go through it and eliminate some of our obvious questions and have them answered, I think that we could proceed in a more orderly fashion after that.
Senator Curtula.
I expect perhaps, and again, knowing you rise on this floor, sometimes it's taken personally, and I have no doubt that this is a serious piece of legislation, more than likely a good and desirable piece of legislation. Again, though, that when you deal with the leadership of either body, there are members that have not acquiesced or agreed within that other body that someone is speaking for. And if I feel that even one member of the House of Representatives feels the way I do, then I think it is not in the interest of this body to adopt a committee substitute in this fashion, but to handle a normal course of debate and as a normal piece of legislation, Senate 312 or whatever the number is. And I think Senator Ray's point is well taken. At a very minimum, I won't make the motion, but at a very minimum, we have an opportunity to consult with some of the members over there and see if they are satisfied with this approach. I have 24 hours to think about it myself also.
Senator Kelly first, then Senator Rody.
Mr. President, I don't have any objections to holding the bill for 24 hours, and let me just say that I will make myself available today and this evening if any members of the body have any questions regarding the bill.
Senator Rody.
Mr. President, I think Senator Tuohy's remarks are well taken. I suspect that the House may well want to look at this language in committee. For example, the standard of conduct, which was essentially the question that was raised in the last election regarding election officials, really hasn't been changed significantly. I think the House may well have some questions about what the proper standard of conduct should be for election officials. There are a number of very important questions in here, and while I haven't talked with every member of the House, I know some are concerned about it, and I'm very, very cautious about shortcutting the normal legislative process. I think it ill serves the ends of the public in most cases.
Senator Kalevin.
Stand B is.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute for House Bill 3 be held one legislative day.
Hear no objection. The bill will be held, as will the motion to adopt the Rules Committee substitute. Well, that's a fast way of taking care of today's calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I'd like to call up reconsideration of House Bill 22. And Mr. President, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that that be held over one legislative day also.
Are there any objections? If not, Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 22 will be held one more legislative day. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I don't know whether we're going to be in session on April 27th, which is a Sunday. But
in the event that we are, I want to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on April 27th, 28th, and 29th, for medical reasons.
Hear no objection. The journal will so reflect. Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate on April 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Reason, please, sir?
My own.
It's on personal business, no per diem.
I didn't ask for per diem, and I didn't ask for anything other than be excused, Mr. President.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, Senator Ray is excused. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call to Senate tomorrow. I will go to Anchorage this evening for Chugach board meeting, and then we'll come back on the first available plane. And I may or may not make the session. It depends on the airlines.
No per diem.
The general will so reflect. Senator Curtula.
I move and ask unanimous consent I be excused from a call to the House this Friday. I may have to go up and talk to some constituents on a very severe economic problem in our area, and request to do so.
Four. No, it's only two at that time. Hear no objection. The journal will so reflect. This brings us to special orders. Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, request the floor for your special orders, please.
Hear no objection. You have the floor, sir.
Last week, the governor and members of this body met in Anchorage in a meeting with members of our community that are in a very hostile mood because of the status of the economy, particularly in the Mat Valley and Anchorage, as well as in many other parts of this state. On Saturday, we held meetings on the subject of renewable resources and that funding. And that was attended by people who are absolutely dismayed at the pace with which the government, and I'm not sure that they differentiate between the legislature and the administration, at the rate that we're approaching a resolution to this problem. Now, there was a time when we started this session that they were prepared to wait 60 days or 90 days in which for us to come up with some solutions. And what has been engaged in over the past 10 days have absolutely demoralized a significant number of people in my community, and that's finger-pointing. The governor stated from the podium on the meeting before 800 people that it was the legislature that was the cause of this, of the slow pace at which monies could be distributed to the community. I know that's not the case. I know that's not true. There are programs today under which money could be on the street a lot faster than it is. DOT, we've argued for a year now, has got bond money that could have been on the street this year. They've got simple requests for getting money to the municipality in my community to allow projects to go on the street, and that there's been, they've been dragging their feet on that as well. So I tell you, what I would urge us to do, we are busy, in spite of some comments to the contrary. We have a record in this Senate that I think we can be proud of today. And I think we have an adjournment goal that we can be proud of today. But I tell you what I think we've got to do. I think by the end of this week, we must have a program to put money on these streets, or we should not be considering any other pieces of legislation, except that we consider it more important than the economic condition or the economic status of this state. I thank you.
Anything further on the special orders? Announcement of, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I'd like to request the floor for the purpose of special orders.
Senator Fahrenkamp, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I'd like to speak to the people in my area, Fairbanks. They're reflecting the same type of feeling that I noticed in Anchorage when there. And I'd like to urge that this body pay attention to what's just been said. The people of the state are angry, and I think they're justifiably angry, and I'd like to see us work as number one priority, trying to relieve the situation and showing that we do have confidence in the people of the state.
Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee will hold a hearing at 3 o'clock tomorrow in the Belson Room to discuss the following bills and resolutions. Senate Bill 64, exemption business inventory municipal property taxes. Senate Bill 346, the Department of Revenue, computing and reporting the average price for Alaska salmon. Senate Bill 405, Alaska National Guard and Alaska Naval Militia reenlistment bonus. SJR 49, establishing a Mexican consular office in Anchorage.
Senator Sumner.
Senator Resources will meet at 1:30 today to hear Mr. Milton Lipton.
Senator Hackney.
Health, Education, and Social Services, 3 o'clock today. Senate Bill 260, repealing the school tax. Senate Bill 372, appropriating the Department of Education for adult basic education. Senate Bill 413, empower the Department of Education to operate the student exchange program. Senate Bill 428, amending the public school foundation program for preschool.
Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Senator Ziegler.
Yes, Mr. President, Senator Danforth very courteously announced a joint meeting of House Senate Judiciary tomorrow at 1:30 in the Governor's Conference Room. That is still very much on, and we will consider that a meeting in lieu of our regular Thursday meeting.
Yes, Mr. President.
Senator Sturgeluski.
Several meetings. Tonight at 7:30 in the Buckford Bridge Room, there will be a joint meeting of the House and Senate Community and Regional Affairs to take a look at committee substitute for Senate Bill 348, 349, House Bill 580 and 582. Tomorrow morning there'll be a free conference committee on the health boards. That's at 8:30 in the Bells Room. We'll be taking a look at the just a status report on the practice acts, a report on complaint processing, a possible revision of the sunset process, and a discussion of a pre-screening concept in connection with the various boards. On Thursday, we'll have the 1:30 meeting of the in the Buckovich Room. We'll consider the committee substitutes for 348 and 349 from the local government package, as well as a committee substitute for Senate Bill 370.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 161 met on Monday, met on Tuesday. I think about 5 hours were involved in those two meetings, and was scheduled to meet again on Friday this week at 1:30 p.m. in Senate Finance. The Monday meeting, the Tuesday meeting, listed as a purpose the discussion, markup, and public input. Tuesday, the same thing, public input, discussion, and markup. Friday called for the committee to report out a bill. Monday, I was presented by the House side a proposed revised schedule, which called for meetings every day this week. They listed not public input per se, but consultants. On Monday, for instance, we had two administration consultants come in, Dr. Fry from the University of Hawaii, Dr. Kaufman from Washington State University and City University of New York. Those are consultants, not public. So we didn't have a chance then to discuss among the committee members the markup of the bill. And as I say, we've met for approximately 4 hours, 5 hours the last 2 days. Yesterday, we heard testimony from two of the House consultants, a Mr. Theodore Swick and Mr. Samuel Playa. Again, that took all of the time. Their testimony took all of the time. Plus, we did have some public input from two people. But that took up all of the time for committee discussion and markup activities. So we were precluded from doing the main purpose, addressing the main purpose of our meeting that day. I'm pointing this out because Mr. President places me as the chairman of that free conference committee in a bit of a dilemma. the House suggestion that today we also listen to consultants, and Mr. Greeley, Bob Greeley, and Mr. Tony Dean, tomorrow, in addition to the original schedule, they're requesting that we hear from Mr. George Wolfe, Orrick and Harrington Company, and they had Mr. Bob Richards of Alaska Pacific Bank scheduled. And then on Friday, the day that we're supposed to report out the bill, there's a request from the House to listen to Mr. Peter McDowell of Holman, without the H, McDowell and Associates. The dilemma I'm in is that all of these things, the testimony that's being presented, elicits some questions that need to be discussed. For instance, when the administration's consultants come down and say that the two economists, Dr. Fry and Dr. Kaufman, the economists told lawmakers that there is no shortage of capital in rural Alaska, but rather that there is a lack of wealth. I think there is wealth there. I think the good Lord provided wealth there. And if you look at the $70 to $100 million of resource that's going to be wasted in the Red Salmon Run, possibly, it's not a question of the absence of wealth. It's a question of how we can turn that into a benefit to the state's economy. But that's an example, I think, of the dilemma we're in with adhering to this schedule and the revised schedule, the suggested proposed schedule from the House side, and reporting out a bill on Friday. It suggests, I think, two options. One is discharge immediately of the Free Conference Committee or extending the date. I bring that out to you, Mr. President, to the body, because I don't have a solution. But I think that what we're going to do today is meet in Senate Finance at 1:30 and listen to the consultants that the House have requested be heard. And the topic is the investment of funds and bonding aspects of Senate Bill 1.
Senator Homan, do you really believe that you'll be done listening to consultants before the 4th of July? There's always another consultant that, if you pay him, wants to be heard.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know about that, Mr. President, but I think that the two speakers under special orders today have made a very significant point, and that is that we're suffering some serious economic dislocation in this state that relates to the discussion of this bill and the resolution of this bill, and it's very possible that those dislocations are of such magnitude that we should stop doing whatever else we're doing and address that need. Coming down here, we did this same thing and were criticized for it last Friday in a public hearing as it deals with the behavior of the Alaska Renewable Resource Corporation. It was said that we were taking time from the work that's needed to be done by this session, the 2 weeks' work that I think you indicated was all that we needed to do here. I think the problem is more substantial than that. I don't think that, for instance, that we should ignore the magnitude of the problem and give higher priority to a schedule that we've been in good faith from the Senate side adhering to that calls for a Friday either reporting out the bill or a dissolution of the committee.
Thank you, sir. Any further announcements? Senator Mulcahy?
State Affairs is meeting this afternoon in the Belts Room at 3:30 to consider House Bill 498 and SB 449.
Senator Curtula?
Mr. President, because of a very long time interest in the Earth satellite program that photographs and classifies everything from mineral to agricultural and timber resources in the state, a bunch of people are here. They're here to meet with the House, but also have offered to to meet with any of us that are interested in their program downstairs in room 121 at 11 o'clock today. You may well be interested in what the sophistication of this new SATCOM photographic system.
Very good.
Mr. President?
House Senator Sturgeon.
Yes, before we adjourn, I just see a friend and constituent in the gallery. Wonder if we might revert to introduction of guests.
Hear no objection. The Senate reversed the introduction of guests.
Yes, Doug Bailey, a well-known attorney in the lobby there, and in the gallery, and I did want to make note that Doug has been a long-time active worker in the Republican Party, as well as involved with a number of issues before the legislature, and good to see him here.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands and adjournment.